So we came here to find some peace, yeah? So anybody did some meditation before? Who never did it? Hands up. What did you practice? Anapanasati? Huh? Who never practiced Anapanasati? So, everybody's familiar, so we sit comfortable, yeah? Close our eyes, you know, and then we stay with the breath around the tip of the nose over the Buddha, yeah? If it's so difficult, put with breathing in and do with breathing out, yeah? When the mind goes out, we return back to the Buddha, yeah? Or we return back to the breath. That's all, yeah? We don't control the body, yeah? We control the mind or the citta, huh? People try to control the body or try to control the breath. That's not our objective. Our objective is to observe the breath, yeah? How is the breath at every moment, yeah? Is it, you know, deep? Is it shallow? Is it rough? You know, if it is detailed, yeah? That's what we want to know, yeah? We want to know, yeah? Samadhi, yeah, is concentration and the development of sati, of the knowingness. Of the awareness, yeah? People are sleepwalking through their life, yeah? They are not aware of what they are doing, why they are doing, and what is the results of their doing, yeah? Just following the kilesas who tell us, I want this, I want that, yeah? Huh? Doing this, doing that, huh? Need this, need that, don't want this, don't want that, huh? That's called sleepwalking, Not being aware, yeah, of what we are doing, why we are doing, and what the results of our doing it. Huh? We just do it. Because our mind tells us, because the kilesas tells us what to do, huh? How to do it, yeah? And it always promises us, you know, if we do this, you know, we will find happiness, huh? Yeah? And kilesas never tell us that the happiness is in the heart, yeah? That we have to dig into the heart. Remove all the mud, you know, and the stones, yeah? And the gravel, you know, that occupies our heart, yeah? That? The kilesas don't tell us that. Huh? They tell us, if you do this, you will be happy. If you do that, you will be happy. Huh? Huh? And we plan and plan and plan. Huh? And all these plans have never fruit. Huh? Never taken any fruit. Yeah? Huh? Especially the oldest, we know that. Yeah? Huh? But we still do it. Because we never put a check on it, yeah? If you have a husband, you know, I mean, you put a check on him what he's doing, yeah? Huh? Did you go out? Did you drink some beer, you know? Huh? Where is all the money gone? Huh? Yeah? But the kilesas we never check. Because it's me, it's mine, it's myself, huh? That's what they tell us, huh? I am. Who are you, yeah? Think about 20 years ago. What were your thoughts? What were your ideas, huh? What was your goal? Different from now, isn't it? Huh? Be honest, yeah? When we were 15 or when we were 20, and now we had different goals, yeah? And then we got stuck in life, yeah? Everything, you know, turns up, yeah? I mean, we always take the wrong turns, you know, and then, you know, we suddenly get stuck in a situation where we seemingly can't get out, yeah? Because we are not aware. And that's what we train when we do meditation, we train this awareness, yeah? The sati, yeah? We not only do concentration, yeah? We are aware of what we are concentrating on. Huh? Remember this, you know, for entering samadhi, upachara samadhi, I mean, we have to concentrate on a point, yeah? But that is not all it. Yeah? We have to know what this point is doing. We have to observe what the breath is doing. We have to observe what the Buddha is doing. Otherwise it's useless. It's just concentration. Without knowing. Knowingness is important, yeah? We live our life, you know, just like robots, you know. We are not much different from the robots, you know. That people are programming into certain tasks, yeah? In the morning you wake up, you go to work, you know, you eat a little bit, you go to work. In the evening you come home, you know, and you eat a little bit and go to sleep, yeah? Robot, you know, doesn't need to sleep, yeah? He works 24 hours a day, yeah? Where's the difference? Huh? Look at your life, yeah? I don't want to know, yeah? I just want to do. That leads, you know, mostly to hell, yeah? If we don't want to know what we are doing, yeah? If we don't rein our desires in, yeah? If we don't follow the five precepts, you know, I mean, yeah, we go down to hell. It's not new to us. We have been to hell so often, yeah? That's why we know it, and that's why we are afraid of it. Huh? Because we know how terrible it is, you know, how much dukkha there is. Huh? How much pain, how much suffering is down there in hell. Because we've been there so often. Yeah? I've been there so often, I can remember some times of it, yeah? It was hellish, yeah? Huh? And then sometimes you're up in heaven, and then you go down to hell, yeah? But you don't stop. You're still running, huh? Next life is coming. Yeah? Just like the next rain is coming, yeah? We know. The next rain is coming, next life is coming, yeah? Unless, yeah, we find a way out. Yeah? And that's where the Lord Buddha comes in. Huh? I mean, for eons of lifetimes, you know, he trained himself to become a Buddha in order to teach us. To teach us the way out. Yeah? And what do we do? It's too difficult. Just let me do my things, you know, and wait, you know. Only when I'm close to death, you know, I'm worried. Oh, where am I going? Where am I going? Yeah? Hopefully not down. We have to, yeah? We have to, you know, we have to keep the five precepts, yeah? It's our mainstay as human beings. It makes us human, yeah? Look at the world, you know what it's doing? War, genocide, and so on. Yeah? Is that the way, you know, to go up to heaven? No, certainly not. It's the way to go down to hell. What are the five precepts, huh? And when you're here for this day, you know, at least, you know, you keep the five precepts, yeah? Sometimes you have to keep the eight precepts, huh? They're not staying here, so I mean, you keep the five precepts, yeah? Not harming any living being is the first precept. Not taking what is not given is the second precept. That includes all the things, you know, that are, yeah, lying around and we just, you know, grab hold of it, yeah? When we work in a company, we take this or take that, yeah? Take home, yeah, use it at home. Huh? It's against the precept. It was not given to us, huh? If things are given to us, or we go to a friend's home and raid their fridge, please do not drink. I mean, it's disrespectful, you know. I mean, we come here to listen to a talk, yeah? You know, or come here for the instruction, and then people just do whatever they want. Yeah? Sometimes, you know, they they take out their smartphones, you know, and play around with it. Why do you come here in the first place, yeah? If you're not interested in Dhamma, then don't come. If you want to know the truth, then come and listen, you know. Open your ears wide, yeah? Because this kind of Dhamma, you hardly hear, yeah? It's a truthful Dhamma, yeah? It's a forest teaching of Thailand, yeah? Lumpu man, lumpu sao, lumta maha boa, yeah? They produce a lot of arahants. I don't think any arahants are here in Singapore. Or Malaysia. Or Indonesia. Why are there not? Because nobody teaching the truthful Dhamma. And why are they in Thailand? Because people, there are still some teachers who tell us, how to proceed. How to go along the path of practice. But it's difficult. It's not easy. Takes a lot of guts to fight the kilesas, to fight on the onslaught of the kilesas. Especially desire, especially, raga tanha, sensual desires. We all go for it. We see some nice food, boops, go for it. And then we talk and talk and go for it. And nowadays we go for the smartphones. It's an addiction. So don't take what is not given. If you go to a friend's place, don't raid the fridge without permission. Or don't take, this nice peach, that is lying on the table. Oh wow, I want to have it. It's not given. It's a form of stealing. Third precept, no sexual misconduct. If you're married, you don't go outside of the marriage. Men have just one woman, and women have just one man. Nowadays even women, have a little man, beside their main man. In Thai it's called, Luang and the other, the Noi, the little one. Men do that all the time, women do it. Sexual misconduct is not only this. Having sex with the children. A teacher having sex with the students. A professor having sex with the students. It's all sexual misconduct. Now look at the world. A CEO with his underlings, sexual misconduct. Anybody, who is dependent on us, we have sex with it, it's a sexual misconduct. Wow. We just need to look at the world and it's full of it. And it leads, and the only way where it leads us, is down. Down to hell, And then we experience, what it means. The fourth precept is Musa, Not lying, no harmful speech, No hurtful speech, The mouth goes before, the mind realizes what it's saying, Realize it, we look at other people, and say, oh, look at them, what they are doing, see how bad they are, And all the time, We always look at other people, what, how bad they are, Other people look at us, how bad we are, But we never look at ourselves, projecting outward, this is so comfortable, Because we are all angels, We think we are angels, We think we are perfect, We think we don't do anything, But we look at other people and see, all their faults, But actually, when you're a practitioner of the Buddhist teaching, then whatever you see in others is a mirror of yourself. You just look in the mirror. Whatever you accuse the other person of, you are doing yourself. That is painful. So, remedy your own problems before you remedy somebody else's problem. I think even Jesus said it, He was not all that bad, He had some good sayings, the masses, just like the masses are going through the broad gate that leads to destruction, only going the stony path that leads to the heaven. But we are Buddhists, we don't want to go to heaven, we want to go to Nibbana. This he didn't know. He was short of one stage. So, Musa, yeah? No harmful speech, no lies, yeah? Also no white lies, yeah? To make somebody comfortable, even if we know it's true. Yeah? We see an ugly person, you know, crying because he thinks he's ugly, and he says, "No, you're so beautiful." Yeah, that's a white lie. No, we don't do that. Yeah, or we don't comfort somebody. Oh, yeah, it's not so bad. You know, it's not so bad. Yeah. And then the last one, yeah. No drugs, no alcohol, yeah? Alcohol, yeah? Beer, wine, yeah? Schnapps, you know, whatever it is, yeah? We don't drink it, we don't make ourselves unmindful, yeah? And nowadays, you know, I have to include smartphones. They're addictive. They make us mindless, yeah? I mean, don't you see the people, next time go in the shopping mall, go on the street, you see the people, you know, walking over the street, you know, looking at their smartphone, bumping into this person, bumping into that person, yeah? Yesterday I saw a person, you know, while driving, texting, yeah? I mean, they don't know what they are doing anymore. It's just, you know, it's not as bad as alcohol, you know? Yeah? You don't ruin your body, but you ruin your mind. Yeah? Especially nowadays with all this crap AI, yeah? Huh? You rely on this AI, you don't know where this information is coming from. Huh? Google, Google, Siri, Siri, what is this? Yeah? Huh? But you don't know where this information is coming from. Anywhere from the world, yeah? Huh? Is it reliable? Just like Wikipedia, not reliable. Huh? So we get deluded. Huh? The more, you know, yeah? I mean, why is it called a smartphone? Because the people who are using it are stupid. They need something smart. Yeah? That's why they have a smartphone. Yeah? And the more they use it, the more stupid they become, because they cannot use the brain matter or the gray matter in their brains, yeah? I know that you have to use it for work, you know, and that's it, yeah? And when you get off work, you know, turn it off. What's the point, yeah? People who are older, we had a phone home, at home, yeah? And when we were not there, we didn't know who was calling, huh? We didn't know somebody wanted to come. Now we are ready 24 hours a day. You know, what kind of life is that? Huh? What kind of stress? Yeah? I mean, how can you make the mind calm if you're constantly attending to the smartphone? Yeah? You're the slave of the smartphone now. Huh? You're not the master of it anymore. Realize that. Yeah? Use it wisely, use it for work, you know, that's it, yeah? When you come to my monastery, I mean, we take your smartphone, yeah? You cannot use it, you know? And people, you know, I mean, even nowadays, monks, you know, they don't want to go to these kind of monasteries where they take the smartphone away, yeah? Huh? Yeah, most of the monks do have smartphones, yeah? But, you know, I mean, we are here to practice, yeah? Yeah? But if we are bored, we look it up, you know? Yeah? We entertain ourselves with TikTok, you know, and what, you know, YouTube, or whatever it is, yeah? I don't know what it is, Line, yeah? WeChat, or what, yeah? All these things, yeah? I mean, how much time do you waste with this stupid device? Huh? Is there nothing more important in your life than using, you know, wasting your time on these things, yeah? You know, like we used to say in the old days, killing time, yeah? Sunday afternoon, yeah, I mean, in the 50s and 60s, you know, there was nothing to do, yeah? So we tried to kill the time, you know? going into the woods or playing football or whatever, yeah? Killing time. We have so much time on our hand, yeah, that we can't wait to die off. Huh? We don't want to do anything useful with our life, huh? And what is useful? We're finding the way out, yeah? Realize one thing, you know, we are in the hamster wheel, yeah? Have you ever seen a hamster in a hamster wheel? Running, 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 but not going anywhere. Huh? That's us. Huh? And how long do you want to run? How many trillions of lives have you behind you? Huh? No matter in what realm, one of the 31 realms of existence. Yeah, we have been animal, we have been in the animal realm before. Yeah? We have been in the ghost realm, in the demon realm, in the hell realm, so often, yeah? And sometimes we might have been in the heavenly realm, yeah? So when do you want to stop? When do you stop? I mean, even the Lord Buddha, you know, who was it? Angulimala, yeah? When are you stopping to run? Huh? When are we stopping to run, yeah? After our desires, yeah? That reminds me of, I haven't brought it for a long, long time, yeah? You know these German ducklings or dachshund? Yeah? Yeah? They are very elongated, very short legs, you know? Yeah, a long tail, you know, and a long snout, yeah? So you put a sausage in front of them and some tin cans, you know, and at his tail, and he runs forever. He wants a sausage, but as long as he runs, he cannot get it, yeah? And he wants to run away from the noise. That's us. Yeah? We run after our desires, you know, and we run away from the things that we don't like. Instead of investigating and stopping and seeing what is happening. That's why we need meditation. That's why we need the first, you know, the fourth noble truth. Sila, I mean, I've talked about it, you know, the five precepts that we have to keep. We have to keep at least if we want to come back as a human being, yeah? Keep them, yeah? From now on, you know, what you've done yesterday, you know, or forget about it, you know, from now on until the rest of your life, keep all of them, yeah? Keep the five precepts, yeah? And then samadhi, yeah? Practicing, yeah? Closing your eyes, sitting comfortable and staying with the Buddha or staying with the breath, knowing the breath goes in, knowing the breath goes out, knowing that the breath is short or knowing that the breath is long, yeah? Not controlling the breath, yeah? Because that just leads, you know, to trouble, yeah? We want to observe the breath, yeah? And lots of people don't really understand what observing means, yeah? That's why I said, go to a zoo and observe the animals. Huh? Huh? Do you have to think what they are doing? Huh? When the chimpanzee, you know, jumps from one branch to the next, you know it, don't you? Yeah. You don't have to think. And that's the same thing, you know, with samadhi. We don't have to think of what is happening because we know what is happening. We know it is the in-breath, we know it is long, we know it is short, you know, and that is exactly what we have to develop. Yeah? A lot of people, you know, a lot of teachers are just stress the concentration. Yeah? They don't stress, you know, I mean, the important thing is not the concentration. Yeah? Of course, if we cannot keep the concentration on the object that we observe, I mean, it's useless. Yeah? So, we need concentration on the object, you know, be it the Buddha, be it the breath, yeah? And then we have to develop the knowingness of what this object is doing. Yeah? Is that clear? Are we all sleepwalking, through life, Oh, life is so difficult. I mean, it's up to us to make life easy, yeah? It takes a little bit strength, you know, it takes a little bit of determination to make our life much easier, yeah? The more we want, the more dukkha we have. The less we want, the less dukkha we have, yeah? And if we know a safe place, yeah, in our heart where we always can go and rest, yeah, then we know where we can take a rest, yeah? And get energized again. Huh? I mean, you charge your batteries, you charge your phone, you know, huh? Why don't you charge your heart sometimes, huh? Energetic, yeah? Oh, it's so difficult. Life is so difficult. Life is so difficult, huh? No, we charge our hearts through meditation, yeah? So, the moment we close our eyes and stay, you know, concentrated on the object that we want to observe, yeah? And when there's a thought coming in, yeah? I mean, replace it with your attention on our breath or on the Buddha, yeah? When a memory is coming in, we don't care about the memory, yeah? I mean, a lot of people say, where is this thought coming from? That is not meditation, yeah? Knowing there's a thought, going back to the Buddha or going back to the breath. These thoughts constantly creep in, yeah? They want to distract us, yeah? They're pulled in by the kilesas, the memories are saying, oh, I haven't thought about it. You know, oh, where is this memory coming from? That's not meditation, huh? Huh? That's distraction, yeah? And that's where we have to rein in the citta. We have to rein it in, yeah? Difficult. We let the citta go, yeah, for such a long time, for eons of lifetimes, you know, that it's difficult to rein it in, yeah? Huh? Huh? But we have to do it, yeah? Next life it will be even more difficult if you don't start in this life, yeah? Huh? It's the same thing, you know, as learning to walk, you know, learning to talk. It's a mechanical thing, yeah? It's not something where you have to think about it, you know, we have to do it. Yeah? And if you remember when you learn to walk, you know, it's getting up and falling over, getting up and falling over. Yeah? But we didn't give in. Yeah? We wanted to walk. Yeah? And that's the same thing happens to people who want to meditate. If they don't give in to the kilesa, to the thoughts and to the memories, you know, sooner or later they will enter upachara samadhi. Yeah? And in upachara samadhi we realize one thing. We don't need a thing. We are contented. We are happy. Because happiness is buried in our heart, but we don't see it. Yeah? Content is buried in our heart, but we don't see it. Because there are so many stones and so many boulders, you know, so many mud, yeah, that muddles up our heart that we can't see it. Yeah? Now we have to remove them, yeah, in order to see. The metta, this compassion, you know, this utmost compassion for all beings, yeah, is there. We don't have to produce it. Yeah? We all learn to produce things. Yeah? We all learn to make things. Yeah? But these makes, you know, artificial. Just like, you know, AI. Yeah? It's artificial. Yeah? That's what it's called. Artificial intelligence. Yeah? It's not intelligent in any way. Yeah? And most of us are not even intelligent in any way. Yeah? They're just, you know, programmed, yeah? When we are born, thank you for coming so early. It's always the same, always the same. Yeah? when we are born in this body, what do? Yeah? We learn to walk, we learn to talk, we learn to read, we learn to write. We go to school for 16, yeah, or for 10 years, you know, until, you know, we can use this body. Remember it? Please remember it, because the next life you have to do the same thing again and again and again. Huh? It's not, you know, people who have children, you know, it's not that the babies, you know, crawl out of the womb, you know, and can walk and talk. Huh? And can read and write and think, yeah? Even if we did it for 16 years in this life, in the next life, as a human being, we have to do it again. Huh? We have to create a company again, yeah? We have to work again, yeah? Huh? We have to get a degree again. Because we forget, the moment we die, we forget everything. Everything is gone, except our karma. That's not gone. The karma, the good karma and the bad karma, yeah? That's not gone, yeah? That's the bags that we pack, yeah? Along our life, yeah?
But everything else is gone.
Family, relations, they're all gone. We have to create everything new. Create a new family, you know, create new relations, you know. Work again, get a degree, you know, get, find a work, find a nice work, yeah. Over and over again, yeah. If you are born as a human being, yeah. If you're in hell, we don't have to learn anything, you know, we just get, we get tormented, yeah. If you're in a ghost, you know, I mean, also there, you know, in the ghost realm, you know, we have to work a little bit, yeah. In the heaven realm, we also have to work a little bit, but you know, it's a lot of fun, yeah. Why do you think human beings, you know, why do you think the Lord Buddha doesn't go into the heaven, is not born into heaven? Because people who are contented with their life don't want to change anything. So that means that people who come here are discontent with their life, yeah? They want to change things, yeah? They are unhappy, yeah? When I look at your... When I look at your faces, you know, life is like, tukha, huh? Yeah? And that's why you want to change, yeah? If you are born in heaven, you know, and have a palace, you know, or, you know, are one of the gods, you know, I mean, you don't have to worry about anything, yeah? You still have a little bit of tukha, but, you know, I mean, yeah. So, that's why the Lord Buddha came to the human realm, because we have tukha and we have sukha. We have the opposite, yeah? We have contentment and we have discontent, yeah? And that is the perfect way to, you know, to find a way out, to see content and discontent. Yeah? So, that's why we're here. We want to practice, you know, making the mind calm, yeah? If you have a place at home, you know, where you can do walking meditation, yeah? That is even better, you know, for most of the people who are restless, yeah? Doing walking meditation, yeah? You know how to do walking meditation? Yeah? You stand at one part, the starting point and look towards the ending point. Have your face, you know, on the path, you know, 1 meter in front of you. You don't look left and you don't look right, yeah? And you determine at the beginning, yeah, that this one path I will be with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? And then you turn around, you don't walk in circles. Because that's what the mind does, it walks in circles, yeah? 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 We sit, you know, and then, you know, after 20 minutes, you know, we come back, you know, to our meditation object, yeah? Because the mind went round all the world, you know, until it comes back, yeah? Yeah? So, for the walking meditation, you know, we start at the beginning, you know, we look towards this end, and we determine this one path, I will be the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? And then we don't walk very slowly, we walk, yeah? The faster we walk, the less we have to concentrate the rest of the citta. Because the citta has to walk, yeah? It has to, you know, to coordinate the walking procedure. So, if we walk fast, you know, the citta has to do a lot of things. And the rest of the citta is very easy to concentrate on the Buddha or on the breath. Huh? If you walk slowly, you know, mind is going off all over the place. Huh? And you've probably realized it when you did walk, slow walking meditation. Walk, step. And the mind is gone. Yeah. So, we walk normally or we walk fast. Yeah. And at the end point, we turn around. Yeah. And we realize we haven't been with the Buddha, or we have lost the Buddha or the breath, yeah? So then we determine again, okay, this one path, just this one path, not 1 hour, 2 hours, or 3 hours, just this one path, I want to stay with the Buddha, yeah? And each time you do that, yeah? I mean, you can, if you do that really, you know, you can gather up very good concentration, very good sati, and then after that you can do sitting meditation, and the mind doesn't wander off so easily, yeah? You can do it in a park, you know, yeah? I see a lot of people going in the park, you know, exercising their body, you know, thinking that they live longer when they exercise their body, yeah? They don't realize, you know, karma is determining our life, yeah? How long we live, it depends on the karma from our previous life, yeah? No matter what we do, yeah? But I see them exercising, you know, and then going to McDonald's and eating all this unhealthy food. I mean, what do these people think? And then eating, you know, all this processed, you know, unhealthy food. They do something good, you know, and then they do even more bad, you know, to their body, you know, with all this. Yeah? Eat some healthy food, you know, it's good, yeah. And know what is healthy, you know, because each body, you know, differs, yeah. And you cannot prolong your life with whatever you do, because, yeah, the moment you are born, the clock is set. And the moment the clock, you know, stops ticking, you know, that's the end of your life. The only good thing is we don't know when it is. So we work, we can work until the rest, yeah, until the end of our life. Nothing will help you. But you know, of course, how you live in this life, you know, will determine, how you look after your body in this life will determine the next body. That's how it works. Karma doesn't work in this life. The karma that we create, you know, doesn't work in this life. It, you know, comes back to us in our next life. If we cheat somebody, it doesn't come back in this life unless we have cheated, you know, somebody else in our previous lives as well. Then, of course, you know, it seems to come back, but it's not. It's from the previous life. If we rob somebody, if we steal, you know, if we kill, you know, then we get killed. But not in this life. Look at some of the gangsters or killers, you know. I mean, they have a long life, 90 years, 20, 100 years, you know. But in next life, they will have a very short life, Remember this. Karma doesn't, there is no instant karma. I mean, I see so many YouTube videos, instant karma, instant karma. There is no instant karma. It all comes back from the previous life. And the Lord Buddha was very clear on it, I mean, in one of the suttas, I don't know, I can't remember, probably around 40 in the Majjhima Nikaya, around 40 or 43, you know, he explained it, Somebody who is very generous in this life, he will become very rich in the next life. He didn't say in this life, All these stupid beliefs, you know, Somebody, you know, who gives himself up, you know, serves other people, you know, will become beautiful. In the next life, not in this life. Somebody who constantly lies, you know, in this life, next life, you know, he will stink out of his mouth. I mean, just read it, you know, if you don't believe me. Read it. The Lord Buddha said this, He didn't say it's in this life, you know, when the karma comes back. It's in the next life. So how we treat the body in this life, you know, will affect the body in the next life. But also, you know, how we harm other people, you know, will also affect our body. If we harm other beings, you know, it will affect, you know, it will affect the health of our body in the next life. Not in this life, Remember this. Don't do unto others what you don't want to others to do unto you. Ever heard of it? But you didn't, nobody told you the second part. For whatever is happening to you right now is what you have done unto others. It's a little bit harsh, isn't it? Whatever happens to you right now is what you have done unto others. That is the law of karma. It's unfair, but it's just. It seems unfair to us, you know. Look at all the situations in your life, you know. You're unfairly treated, you know. You're ill-treated, you know. Or you spit upon or look down. It's because you have done the same thing in your previous life. If we realize that every moment of our time, every moment of our life, I mean, what's the problem? We don't have to fight anybody else. We don't have to fight our partner. Because the problem lies in here. It's not the problem with our husband or wife, you know, it's a problem within us. Yeah? Please realize. So that already, you know, solves a lot of these problems that we have in daily life, yeah? If we realize, you know, that all what happens to us, you know, is what we have done unto others. And then we can look what kind of karma leads to this, you know, and then we can, yeah, we can get rid of it, yeah? We can get rid of these unwholesome things, yeah? Yeah, I mean, there's no problem, you know, just cry, you know, but take it in, yeah? Please realize it. So, now we do a little bit of meditation, yeah? Over time, is it? Yeah? So we sit comfortable, yeah? Close our eyes. Yeah, people in Singapore must be really dehydrated, huh? We live in a desert here, huh? There's no sea breeze, you know, no humidity here in the air. It's just dry desert air, huh? Constantly. It's a habit, yeah? We don't know why we're doing it, huh? Okay, close your eyes, you know. Sit comfortable, you know, and then stay with the Buddha or with the breath, yeah? Know how the breath is? It's an in-breath or out-breath, yeah? And when the mind goes out, we bring it back. That's where we need the effort. Huh? We don't need the effort, you know, to push down on the breath, yeah? Just slightly concentrate on the breath around the tip of the nose, yeah? And now the breath goes in, now the breath goes out. In the beginning we might feel the breath, but the calmer we get, we don't feel the breath anymore, but we know the breath, and that is the important thing. Just bring the mind back to the Buddha or to the breath. Observe the breath going in and going out. And don't nod off. Be aware. The moment the chitta becomes a little bit calm, people fall asleep, huh? Bring the mind back. Bring the mind back. Know the breath or know the Buddha. If it's difficult, use put with breathing in and do with breathing out. Close your eyes. Just sit comfortable. Don't correct. We are not training the body. We are training the mind. Yeah? Buddha, 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 Buddha. Yeah? Ring the mind in. Yeah? Be more aware, yeah? When the mind slips off into, you know, drowsiness. Yeah? Don't allow this. Close your eyes. There's nothing to see. We want to train our inner eyes, yeah? That know the breath, that observe the breath, or that observe the Buddha. And go back to the breath or go back to the Buddha, yeah. Put the right hand into the left hand and it's easier to concentrate. When the body is in balance, and the center is close to the chitta. the center of the body is close to the chitta. If you sit on a chair, it's much more difficult. Just go back to the Buddha, just go back to the breath. And before we open our eyes, we determine, okay, we end this meditation session and then slowly open our eyes. We don't want to rush out, you know, because sometimes we can get confused. So we end our meditation session, you know, and we slowly open our eyes, yeah, and come back, yeah. What time is it? 10:10. So, if you have any questions, yeah, then you can ask them now, yeah. Now, yeah, at the moment, you know, about meditation, yeah. In the evening, you can ask general questions, yeah.
Good morning, Bhante. May I know what is right view? Some books right view, while some books right understanding. Is there a difference in the meaning, or is it because the original Pali word is difficult to translate into English?
I mean, it's translated into English, you know. I mean, we hardly use the Eightfold Path. We always use Sila Samadhi Panya. Yeah? Sila is the five, yeah? And that includes the right view and right path, yeah? Or right understanding, you know. If as long as what I do is within the five precepts, then it's okay. Yeah? So you need to check it, yeah? What you say is within the five precepts, what you do is within the five precepts, you know, then it's okay, yeah? That is the right view and right understanding. A right understanding that everything that we do, that we say, you know, that we think is within the five precepts, yeah?
But isn't that the right view also include that being able to see anicca, anatta and dukkha?
No, it has nothing to do with it.
It has nothing to do with it.
I mean, the Lord Buddha didn't teach that. He taught anicca, anatta, dukkha, yeah? I mean, this is a point of investigation, yeah?
Oh, but right view doesn't include anicca.
No. Okay. Why should it include? Does it say anywhere? No? I mean, if I understand correctly, I mean, I can't recall all the Eightfold Path, because my own teacher, you know, I mean, he hardly mentioned the Eightfold Path. He always taught Sila, Samadhi, Panya. Sila is the five precepts, Samadhi is the ability to concentrate on one point, and enter Upachara Samadhi, and investigation is investigation of the five khandhas. And investigation, yeah, for investigation we can use anicca, anatta, dukkha.
Okay.
Yeah?
Pante, I have seen suffering, for example, unemployment due to corporate layoff, restructuring around the world.
Yeah?
And I have seen things like COVID-19, climate change, all this kind of thing, like war in the Middle East. So, indeed, what the Buddha say is indeed true, especially the first noble truth. I've already seen it, I've already observed it,
yeah?
that there is suffering in this world.
Yeah?
So I feel that there's this urge to become sotapanna within this life, such that it takes me at least seven lives,
yeah,
to get out of samsara. So what can the person do if he or she wanted to be a sotapanna within this life?
I mean, if you have seen that, you know, especially COVID, you know, and why didn't you ordain? Why did you not ordain as a monk? Because that is the only way out, yeah?
But it doesn't take to be a monk to be sotapanna, right?
No, it doesn't necessarily mean it. I mean, there are a lot of monks who are down in hell right now. Because they don't keep their precepts, yeah? I mean, I mentioned before, you know, the monks who use money and smartphones, you know, I mean, they don't go to heaven, they don't go to Nibbana, they go to hell. They use the fortune of the lay people who support them to go down to hell, yeah?
But I still have my parents with me. I know that they will probably...
The Lord Buddha didn't have parents?
Okay. But
I mean, you have a lot of excuses. Every one of you have excuses. I have to look after my, you know, nephews and nieces. I have to look after my brother. I have to look after my parents, you know. And then there's no way that you ever become. Yeah?
Well, I think I will still remind as a lay Buddhist. So how can a lay Buddhist... what are the ways that a lay Buddhist best to become a Sotapanna? I mean, if I...
Very difficult. Especially in the life of a, you know, in this modern lifetime, yeah, with the smartphone. You can forget about it, yeah? I mean, the smartphone ruins everything. Yeah? I mean, Lungta Mahaboa, at the times where there are, you know, these handies, yeah? Not the smartphones, the handies out. He said, you know, Torah Tat, you know, and that means TV, yeah, or Torah Sap, that means, you know, these handies are Devadatta. And Devadatta, you remember the story of Devadatta, yeah, who refused, you know, to go the same way as the Lord Buddha? And where is he now?
Yeah.
Great hell. So, it is pretty much impossible, you know, if you don't retract from the world. You know, if you don't retract from the world, how can you see the kilesa? How can you see the desire coming up? How can you see boredom? How can you see restlessness? Yeah? How can you see fear? How can you see all these things? Yeah? You see a little bit, you know, and you have your remedies. Yeah? You see boredom and you grab hold of your smartphone or you go and eat something, you know, or you watch the telly or whatever. Yeah? How can you attain to this? Yeah? You have to break the first three fetters. Yeah?
Which is not self, strong faith,
which... No. Yeah, I mean, that is... I mean, I'm sorry for you, you know. I mean, you have so many teachers, you know. Huh? And in German we say, too many cooks, you know, spoil the food. Huh? Too many teachers spoil the Dhamma. You have to listen to what the Lord Buddha teaches, yeah? And it's the Four Noble Truths, yeah? Anicca, Anatta, Dukkha, and the Five Khandhas. That's it. And investigation investigates the Five Khandhas, yeah? Knows the Five Khandhas. And knows, you know, for the Sotapanna, you need, you know, to get out of this body and look at the body and see that the body is not self. Yeah, take the citta out, you know. You can go to heaven and instead of going to Taiwan or China or, you know, Korea, you know, go to the heavenly world or go to the hell world, you know, and see how much they suffer, yeah. That is, yeah. I mean, it's wrong, yeah. I mean, Lungta Mahaboa clearly said, you know, I mean, there are so many things, so many misinterpretations, you know. Not self. I mean, not self goes, you know, the moment you're an arahant. Ha! See, the body is not self. Huh? I mean, if you go into a car, yeah? I mean, you're the driver, you're the owner of the car, you go in the car, you drive the car, you get out, and you know you are not the car. But you are born in the car, you die in the car, and you think you are the car. That is exactly the third fetter. Seeing the body is not self. I mean, why do you think a Sotapanna still has seven lives? He still enjoys his body, just like we enjoy the car, even if we know the car is not ours. Huh? And we still want another car, you know, even if their first car breaks down. Huh? No? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Get it? I mean, just read it. I mean, it's wrong interpretation. Just like many things, you know, just like dukkha is suffering. I mean, there are hardly anybody, you know, maybe some people suffer. Yeah? It's discontent, it's ease, you know, pain, yeah? Restlessness, boredom, that's all dukkha. And if you don't understand the First Noble Truth, I mean, how will you ever get out of the first, huh? And the first fetter, yeah, I mean, also this is all wrong, yeah? The first fetter is doubt. Doubt there is heaven, doubt that there is hell, yeah? Doubt that there are beings in heaven, doubt that there are beings in hell, yeah? Doubt that there is karma, doubt that there is good karma, bad karma, and that the good and bad karma comes back to us. So that means 90% of the world, you know, I mean, yeah, just don't know that. Don't believe in that, yeah? In heaven and hell, yeah? They believe in one life, yeah? Good chance, yeah? What is the second fetter?
Strong faith in the triple gem.
What?
Strong faith in the triple gem, is it? The Sotapanna monk overcome non-self. Overcome non-self and strong faith in the triple gem. And also must not be attached to return.
That's completely wrong.
It's completely wrong?
Yeah. I mean, I normally, you know, I mean, turn it around, yeah? I mean, what is it, yeah? It's seeing the body is not self. That the chitta and the body are two different things. That's it. What is the third fetter?
Well, wasn't it as if you're not attached to the ritual and riot?
And what is the Pali? Sila, Pata, Paramasa. What is Sila? Precepts. Yeah? Pata is fiddling with the precepts. Taking them, paramasa, taking them and not taking them. Where is rites and rituals suddenly coming from? Huh? Tell me.
No idea.
Yeah, because, you know, I feel sorry for you because all these teachers, you know, teach different things, you know. Nobody really knows the truth, yeah? Why do you think I went to Thailand? Why do you think, you know, even the Dhamma was taught, you know, in England, I spent a year in the English monasteries, yeah, or in Germany, yeah, and then I said, no, they don't know the truth. So I had to go to Thailand, you know, to go to see Lung Dama Habua, yeah, to see the truth, to hear the truth, yeah. And what was he talking about? Investigation, yeah, investigation of the body. And I said, what is this? Never ever told me about, you know, the loathsomeness of the body, yeah. Yeah? And then he explained it, you know. If you want to understand, you know, the 10 fetters, yeah, I mean, there's a book called A Life of Inner Quality, and the 10th chapter or the last chapter is about the supreme attainments, yeah. Read it, understand it, and put it in your heart. And he exactly, you know, he says, you know, of course, you know, this is Forest Dhamma. It is not in line, you know, with what, you know, what people think, you know, the Lord Buddha said. We think. Our interpretation of the Lord Buddha said. But, you know, it's not the path of practice.
Thank you very much, Pandey. Thank you.
You got it?
Let me digest it. Thank you.
Don't think too much about it, you know, just, you know, put it into your heart and let the heart work it out. Yeah? The more you think about it, the more confused you get, yeah? Just like I said, you know, you hear so many teachings, you know, in the end you get only confused, yeah? This person tells you that, yeah? A lot of monks, you know, I don't know here, you know, in Thailand said, come on, make a lot of donation, you go to heaven. Yeah, I mean, it's a complete lie. Even if you're very generous, you don't go to heaven. Huh? There are other requirements for you to go to heaven. Yeah, people who are dirty, you know, are not accepted in heaven. People who don't have generosity are not accepted. People who don't keep the 5 precepts are not accepted. Huh? People don't have a respect. For the Dhamma, for the elders, you know, they don't go to heaven. Eh? And people who don't know gratitude, yeah, for whatever is given to us, yeah, Whatever other people do, yeah? Your boss, you know, who gives you the work, you know, or the money, you know, or your parents, you know, who looked after you, yeah? Your teacher who taught you, even if you think it was wrong, he looked after you. If you don't feel gratitude for that, you know, I mean, we cannot go up to heaven. Yeah? I have to cry when I see, you know, I mean, this confusion, you know. And Buddha's teaching is very clear, and a person who goes along the path, you know, sees it, yeah. There's nothing to discuss, yeah. There's just things to do, yeah. So, Mari, you just try to do it, you know, and see how hard it is, yeah. Huh? And then you start with the investigation that is even more difficult, yeah. Okay. Yeah, Wai Sing?
Let us pay respects to Ajahn with three bows.
Yeah, and use the time wisely, you know, to practice as much as you can today, yeah? We are not there to control the body, we are there to control the citta or the mind, yeah? And you put our effort to bring the mind back to the Buddha or back to the breath. Not force it on, because that only results in headache. Yeah? In getting calm, yeah? You see, yeah? The more you get calm, the more you see the truth. Yeah? Don't have to think about it. Yeah? I mean, Buddhism, yeah? I mean, when you look, yeah? When you look at your life, you know, I mean, the first thing is you go to kindergarten. Then you go to primary school. Then you go to secondary school or high school, you know, and then only then, after you finish high school, you can go to university. And only at the university are the 4 degrees. Bodhapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, Arahant. So, most of you are probably in kindergarten or primary school, yeah? They still have to learn a lot about Buddhism, yeah? Have getting more and more faithful in Buddhism, yeah? Until you go to high school and you, towards the end, you learn how to practice, yeah? And then once you go to university, you don't need to learn anything anymore, you only need to practice. And that's what we do, yeah? 12, 16, 18 hours a day, yeah? And that's where you... Where you can read Sotapanna, Sakadagami, Anagami, huh? Huh? Not with 2 hours. When I was working, yeah, I was already, you know, 1 hour before work, 1 hour after work, half an hour before sleep, yeah? Saturday and Sunday, at least 6 hours. How much do you do? Yeah? I see, that is, you know, that is a stage of primary school, you know, or secondary school, yeah? You have to practice in order to get, yeah? To get somewhere, yeah? That's why Lungga Mahabho called his monastery, you know, the forest university, yeah? And there are only a very, very few places, even in Thailand, with forest university. Most of them are high school, you know, huh? And some of them are primary school, yeah? And here it is kindergarten. maybe, you know, maybe secondary school, you know, starting to go into high school, yeah. Yesterday was really kindergarten. I have never seen any people, you know, who are so deep asleep that just don't know what is happening around last night. Okay, yeah, practice.